Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. This morning's show is going to be very exciting. We're going to have Raquel Waters, a co-owner of a top salon in Miami called Rick Rack, and we're going to be talking about turning it up a notch for looking and feeling your best. So I want you to stay tuned. We'll have Raquel on in just a couple of minutes. But first, I'd like to bring in my co-host, Sherry. Are you online with us?
I'm here, Patty. Good morning, and good morning to everybody. This is a very exciting show for me this morning because I'm honored to be able to have Raquel on with us. I work with Raquel. A lot of you don't know my other hat that I have, which is in the hair business also. And this is a woman that I admire and respect very much, and I'm happy to have her on so that you can get to know her and hear a little bit about the, how they run their magnificent business. So do we have Raquel on with us?
Let's bring her. Let's see if we can bring her in. Hold on just a minute. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Good
Raquel.
Morning,
Raquel. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So we'd like to just start off with just give a little brief introduction about who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, I am a Cuban girl who left Cuba when she was five, left to New York, grew up in New York, learned everything that could be with fashion, to do with fashion, moved back down. Went to FIU, graduated with fashion merchandising and design degree. Mm-hmm. And my whole life has been, it revolves around fashion, basically.
Well, New York is a great place to learn about fashion.
Oh, it is. It is.
The top place.
And yes. Then you ended up in Miami?
My parents moved down with me, of course, to Miami when I was 17. I went to FIU, graduated from there, and my mom was always into fashion herself. She taught me most of the things I know, really. Her and I, we opened a boutique in Coral Gables by the name of Tango, which we ran. We went to New York all the time, brought in clothing. Plus, I also designed some pieces and had a couple of ladies in the back sewing and making the outfits for me. And that did very well for a while, but unfortunately my mom, she got ill, so we couldn't continue with the store. But during that time, that's when I met Rick, my present husband. That's Rick Rack. He's Rick. And he was a hairdresser at the time. I used to have fashion shows all the time, hire models. And then I went ahead and hired, without knowing, the salon where he worked. We met. And we've been together now for 22 years.
Wow, that's a great story. Wow, I didn't know that you opened this store with your mother. That's nice, good information to find out also. And so then you hired Rick, and then how did that take off from that point?
Well, we did the models, we had the fashion show, and we started dating after that. And his dream was always to own his own business. And since my mom and I were not, you know, she was not feeling well, it was very difficult for me to carry on the salon, store by myself. So Rick and I got married, and a year later, we went ahead and opened Salon Rick Rack on Brickell. And that was exactly 20 years ago when we opened the salon.
Wow. Congratulations
yeah.
on that. And I remember that salon because I worked in there also. And that was fun. That was a nice little cozy small salon.
We started with three people and we started to grow. And by the time we moved out 14 years later, we had about 37 employees. And that's when we moved to the larger salon, which we are now in, a 7,000 square feet salon. We've been here 6 years, and it's big.
So describe what it is like being an owner of a top salon in Miami.
You know, it's such an honor to be described as a top salon after we've worked so very hard all of these years together. It's hard work. It's not an easy task. Right now, we have approximately 75 employees in the salon, so it makes it a little more difficult. But the unique thing about us is what has really truly made us successful in this business has been that Rick and I, we're both working towards the same goal together. We are there all the time. We are very friendly people, so everybody that walks through that door, including our employees, we treat like family. And that's a very unique thing, usually when you walk into a few hair salons, not all. But some people can be a little snobbish and you feel out of place. But our motto is to definitely be friendly, and we hire our employees that way. We make sure we screen them well. We make sure that they have good attitude when they at the interview and that they're nice, because Rick and I believe we can train them to do just about anything, but we cannot train them to be nice. So that's very important for us.
Well, since you mentioned the family, we'll talk a little bit about that, because it is a family business, and that's really a nice place to be able to be around. I know you have Andrew working with you now, and he's, like, incredible at everything.
He is.
And you have the girls, Chloe and Lily. You have a fantastic family. The girls are in all the magazines and some of your ads. Just tell us a little bit about that and how it is to have the family working with you.
It's very special, actually, Sherry. The fact that my daughters Andrew is actually my stepson. He's Rick's son. He's 25, and they all care so much about the business. They really worry along with us. So, you know, it's like having clones of Rick and I in the salon walking around. The girls who are 16 and 18, they're the faces of Rick Rack. They're in all of our ads. They come in and help us. They model the clothing, help the employees when they need anything, make sure the clients are well taken care of and relaxed and in a pleasant atmosphere. And Andrew runs around all day doing the same, more or less. And it's a wonderful thing. It's very special.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, we in the hair business know that one of the most important things in the first step in having a client come into the salon is having a consultation with the client.
Absolutely.
In fact, I know that Rick is having a class tomorrow on consultation, because it is so important, and he wants to, show the staff how he wants that session to go. So let's hear what you have to say a little bit about that.
Well, we always hire new talent, usually straight out of beauty school, so that we can train them our way, the way we know has worked for us. So, we are having a class on consultation tomorrow, I believe it is, because that's where you build a relationship with your stylist. That's where you communicate, the client communicates with the stylist what it is exactly that they're looking for. At that point, the stylist can also give the client advice according to their type of hair, the length of the hair, the shape of their face, the color. That's the key to everything, because after that, the stylist understands the lifestyle that this client leads and all of her particular needs.
Right. I think it's really important in that first initial rapport with the client. That's when you're building your connection with them so that they can trust you. And, and you want to be able to look at them and speak to them in their face and, be able to look eye to eye and talk to them and establish trust. And
exactly.
That's the way you get the real connection.
So that the client knows that we care. We do. I mean, it's so important that they understand that they are important to us. And that's what it get, that's exactly what gets established at that consultation point.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right, because there you can analyze their face shape. You can determine, you know, how you want to, what you want to create, and
their
be able to talk about that,
mm-hmm.
and then determine what color that they would like, and how you're going to enhance or, you know, detract or add dimension to their color line. So
well,
yeah, that's really important.
I think that's a very important thing as coming from somebody who's not in the salon business. It's, you know, you trust the eye of the professional. It's like when you look in the mirror, you're really not sure if you're not, if you don't have the eye. But when you go for that consultation, it just really helps somebody see the things that they don't see in the mirror. And that guidance, I think, is very, very important.
Right. And the client wants to feel that they're welcome and you know, and that you're really listening to them. That's the other important thing.
Exactly. And also in this economy right now, we're going through this little, you know, economy issue. Also, we need to know what more or less they want to spend and how
mm-hmm.
to maintain their hair. If they want to go very blonde, but yet they don't want the maintenance to cost too much, then we might advise them, you know, let us put some highlights in your hair and then some lowlights so that you're not so blonde. You can extend the time period to come back. Instead of every 4 weeks, you might be able to come back every 6 or 7 weeks and save money that way. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, that consultation is definitely the key to the relationship of the client
right.
with the stylist.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the beginnings, you know, of the service. And then it starts with, you know, their condition and taking a look at the, you know, what type of treatment would be best for them and how they want to improve the integrity of their hair. So I know one of my favorite treatments at the salon is the mask treatment from Rick's new private product line. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the treatments that you offer?
Yes, of course. We offer so many treatments, but for hair, the most popular treatment at the moment is the Brazilian keratin treatment. It's basically a very strong, very intense conditioner. It basically closes the cuticles of your hair, it flattens them and closes them and creates a coating on the outside of the hair, making the hair very smooth, very shiny, easy manageable, easy to blow dry at home, and it removes the frizz, which is the idea behind the conditioning. Any hair type can get this particular treatment. You can have color in your hair, and it's not a problem. You can have extensions in your hair, and we can do the treatment. Even if you have a relaxer, you relax your hair, you can still have some frizz left over, we can do the treatment. The keratin will take care of that. So that's one of the best treatments we have right now. We have several different types.
The women love that treatment.
They do. And you mentioned the product that we just developed, Rick Rack shampoo and conditioner, and then we have a mask, and we have an ointment that enhances the mask and the conditioner. It's a very good product to use along with the keratin conditioning treatment and with extensions because it contains mm-hmm. no sulfur. It doesn't have any sulfur, so it leaves the hair very, very manageable, smooth, and it's very gentle.
Right.
That sounds like a good product.
Yeah, and along with the treatments, I just wanted to touch on a little bit about the shampoo and the massage at the shampoo station. I know that it's one of the things that I seem to see that it stands out because what the feedback that I'm getting from people is that that they recognize that they've just been taken care of, that their hair's been massaged, and who is that girl that's, you know, we have a really incredible team right now And it seems that they've been trained, and that's an important part of that treatment there at the sink. Is that something that you've developed and made that an important, or is that something they're just doing on their own?
Well, it's our, absolutely, we have trained them. The most important thing for us is the impression that you get when you walk into the salon. So they walk in, the first impression, of course, is the receptionist. The next impression is the stylist. And the next one is, the experience starts at the shampoo bowl. That's how we look at it. That's an area where you need to relax, sit back, relax, and just forget all your troubles. And the lady that does the shampoo, or the gentleman that does the shampoo, is very quiet, relaxed, and does it very softly and gently, and just creates that atmosphere of relaxation for the client. And we give a massage with every single shampoo that we do, whether it's just for, if you come in for just a blow dry, or you come in for a haircut, whatever service that has to do with hair, we always do a nice massage.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I've been getting a lot of great feedback about that.
The women love it. And the men too.
Yeah. Yeah, and the men too, right?
Yeah,
I know.
They love it.
You mentioned the hair extensions, and tell our listeners a little bit about, it's just such a big phase right now. Women are, even if their hair is long, they're getting hair extensions for length, for thickening their hair. It seems to be such a big thing. Do you think this is something that is going to last? Do you think it's a phase? What are your feelings about that?
Well, I think it's going to last a long time. It's addicting, that's for sure. I think it's been the best invention after the implants. Really, I swear, they're amazing. You can come in the salon with a short haircut, not be happy with your length, above the shoulders, whatever, and leave with a full head of hair down to your waist. And it looks so natural, so beautiful. It's so easy to take care of. You can wash it at home. You can blow dry it at home, curl it at home, whatever you like. It is just so amazing. We have different types of extensions. We have the individual bonding for people that have an active life and they don't have that much hair. That's one of the best systems that we have. We have the sew-ins. We have the hair locks. And the most popular ones, I believe, right now are the seamless adhesive tape extensions. And these are fast. We put them on in less than an hour. So, and we keep the hair in stock, all colors, all lengths, at the salon all the time. Where the other types of extensions, especially the individual bonding, you would have to come in for a consultation. We need to order the hair, and then the next day you can come in or the following. But these extensions, the seamless adhesive, they're the best. You come in, you sit, you have them on your hair in less than an hour. We cut it, whatever length you want, and it's just amazing. Easy to remove. They come off in 10 or 15 minutes, and they last about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, it's definitely the thing that I've seen that I love it. I love what it says. Definitely turned me on to wanting to know more about it and to be able to learn more and to do more with hair extensions. A little bit about, I know we do an awful lot of hair color in the salon, and we have great hair color products, and Rick is a specialist in hair color, and I do want to talk a little bit about, the hair color that we do, and also mention that we have the organic hair color too. That is with the no ammonia, and it's good for women that are pregnant, women that have are chemo with cancer. It's so a little bit about our color line.
Sure. Sure. Our main color line is a German line called Schwarzkopf. My husband has been using this line for the past 35 years, I believe. Yes, he is a colorist, and however, most of my stylists, including Sherry, of course, do beautiful color as well. That line is very special. Not too many salons carry it. It's very well known in Europe, but in the States, it's not too popular like L'Oreal would be, but my husband loves it because it's great for reds. It's the blondes come out just beautifully. So he really does enjoy using that line. He trains all of his stylists with that line. Most of them, when they start, they don't know the line, so he does train them one by one. And we do a lot of color in the salon. It's so enhancing to your features, to your skin tone, to your eyes. I mean, it gives hair movement, and just it's a beautiful look that it achieves. So we do a lot of color.
A lot of color, yeah.
And the line that you were talking about, I'm sorry, the John Amico. Yes, it's an organic line, ammonia-free. It's wonderful for those people that have allergies, the pregnant ladies.
Exactly.
You know, people that have just been through cancer. It's a great line. Beautiful tone.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Yeah, the hair stays very soft and the color doesn't oxidize. And, it's a lot of people that have problem with other hair color. They itch from it or whatever. They find that this line works well for them. I wanted to talk a little bit with you about, I know at our salon it's going till 10 o'clock at night some evenings, and the women love to come in and get their makeup done and have a glass of wine, and they're going out for the evening, and it's time to get pampered first. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, my salon, what makes it unique is the fact that it's a one-stop shop. That's
mm-hmm.
for sure. You can walk in, middle of the afternoon, come in and get your manicure, your pedicure, your waxing done, your facial if you like, your eyebrows waxed or threaded. We do threading as well for the eyebrows. Makeup, your hair, and then you walk into the boutique. You can pick out a beautiful dress, shoes, jewelry, a handbag, have a glass of wine, have dinner if you wish, and go on your date or up to the event or the party you're going to. So what other place that you know of can do that?
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
Really cool. It's a cool place. It really is.
It is. And everything is at the premium level. Your food is gourmet. Your services are just pampering to the utmost attention. It's really, as a customer, it's really a great experience.
It is. And it's a great place to meet people, too.
Mm-hmm.
The men love to come in after hours, like after work, and we have happy hour because we have a license to sell wine and beer. So they have a nice dinner, wine, and they sit around and they meet girls or the girls meet guys. So it's a nice place to meet people.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the incredible clothing boutique that you have in the jewelry. Tell us a little bit about that, and now you've been able to incorporate what you have had before into what you have now, and how do you go about finding, it seems like it's one of a kind, things that you don't see at anywhere else.
Yes. Rick and I travel quite a bit to the trade shows. We go to New York. We go to Vegas. LA. We try to bring in merchandise that is different. It's not too pricey. It's affordable, but yet trendy and good quality. So we have a variation of clothing styles, very sexy looks, just amazing. The price ranges from anywhere from $70 up to maybe $300. We try not to make it any pricier than that. We have an array of bikinis, we have cover-ups, we have adorable dresses, we have pants, all sorts of things that we bring in from new designers. We try to get things from the new designers that so that they can be unique and different to what you can find, say, at Bloomingdale's or at Saks or at Macy's, you know. We also carry shoes, great shoes, platforms,
great shoes
for the beach, a lot of thongs for the beach, and just adorable sandals, because we do sell a lot of sandals. A lot of ladies forget to bring their, you know, open-toe shoes after they get a pedicure. They go ahead and just buy a pair of sandals. So we do very well with the shoes as well. We carry handbags, hats for the beach, and all sorts of jewelry, belts, just beautiful things. So we do travel. We do travel to bring in all of these different items.
Right, and it shows because they're really special pieces. Tell us a little. You have also the other salons. So I wanted to mention that. So we want to tell our listeners where you're.
Yes, we do. We have a salon at the Four Seasons Hotel, which is directly across the big salon, which makes it very easy for us in case the salon across the street is smaller. It's very quaint. We have four seats for hair stylists. We have three areas for manicurists. And it's a very quaint, it's another ambiance. It's quiet. It's more relaxed. We've had it for 4 years now. We've done very well with it. And whenever they get busy and there's a demand for more help, well, we just have our stylists cross over there and help out with maybe a wedding party or an event that's going on in the hotel. We also have a small spa at the Sagamore Hotel on Collins and 17th in South Beach. We do very nice treatments there. We do facials, massages, manicure, pedicures, and on-call hair services as well. We do the massages and the manicure pedicures along the poolside or in the cabanas. It's very cool, very, very different.
That sounds nice. We're living in paradise down here.
Yes, you might as well use it.
Might as well use it, that's right.
It's true. People love to get the massage. Even inside the pool we do massage. So it's very cool, yes. Very different.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. So, Raquel, tell our listeners a little bit where they can find the salon, where your website is and your phone number.
Sure. Our main location, which is where we have the boutique and the bar, cafe, and where Sherry is, the address is 1441 Brickell Avenue, and our phone number there is 305-371-5577, or you could also visit our website at www.rickrack.com. If you wish to go to the Four Seasons, it is inside the Four Seasons Hotel on the fourth floor, and the one at the Sagamore is 1671 Collins Avenue, South Beach, and the phone number there is 305-532-6109. And the phone number at the Four Seasons is 305-381-3981.
Wow. You remembered all that. That's great.
Oh, yes.
And I just want to confirm the spelling of Rick Crack is rickrak.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So we have about 1 minute left, and we want to thank you for being on the show and sharing your experience as a co-owner of a top salon in Miami, and the little secrets that you have there for people to find in South Florida. Well, thank you very much for being on our show.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you, Raquel.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll do this again sometime. Thanks a lot. It's fun.
That'd be great.
Bye-bye. Right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. We have had Raquel Waters on. She is the woman behind the man. How do you get that out?
And it's so true. When you go into the salon, you feel like it's a home environment. It's you get a warm welcome, and you just don't want to leave.
Right.
You do.
And it's been a pleasure for me to have been working with them. I think it's been about 7 or 8 years, actually, because I also worked with Rick many, many years before. And this has been like just being part of the family. So I'm happy that we were able to come on and bring you Rick Raxalon. Tell a little bit more about that and a little bit more about my other hat where I spend most of my days. So
it's always good to hear a success story. And, you know, I think one of the important things that she said in the beginning of the interview was that they both were following their dream, and that was just so important in them evolving to what they have now. I think it's really important to just have that faith, positive attitude, have the dream, and have the courage to follow it.
Right. I wanted to talk to her about how they get along so incredible every day. They work together, live together, and you see them so warm and friendly and cuddly to each other. It's it's a pleasure.
Yeah, there's
pleasure to be there with them.
They're at peace in a way. So, listeners, we want to thank you for your support. Thank you for being with us. Next week we'll have another fabulous show. Do you want to tell us about it?
I'm going to let you be surprised.
Oh,
yeah.
You always do that to us. So what you need to do, listeners, is send us an email, and maybe Sherry will tell you the secret.
Yeah, well, I know that we have, I'm going to let you have a little bit of that secret. It's really a show you're going to want to hear. There's some giveaways on it, so mark your calendar for May 4th, people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a biggie, okay? So just wanted you to know that.
It's going to be a bang of a show.
It is.
And I love having those giveaways. So thank you for being with us in the Good News Show.
Thank you.
We're signing off. We love you, listeners, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.